What I think is that we're going to have hearings, we're going to have votes, and you know, I'm talking to the proponents of the repeal on a regular basis, and I think that they'll have the votes on the floor. I think we'll have the votes to shut off debate if there's a filibuster. But I think that if it does pass, it will go to referendum, and it'll be a very close vote by the people. We already have life without parole. People don't understand that. They say, do you want death penalty, life without parole? I sponsored the life without parole bill. But the problem you have is you have a person serving life without parole who assassinates a prison guard. What is the punishment there? You know, I mean, this Connecticut situation, the Columbine situation, the Virginia Tech situation, the D.C. sniper. There has to be an ultimate penalty for somebody that commits mass murders. So I'm going to vote to keep the very restrictive death penalty we have now. It's limited to people who assassinate police officers, corrections guard, mass murders, and you have to have DNA, you have to have videotaped confessions. It's very restrictive. We want to make certain that nobody gets executed wrongly. And I'm for keeping it.
Mr. President, how are you going to get it out of committee?
It's going to come to the floor if they've got 24 votes. I mean, it's obviously if they've got 24 votes, it'll come to the floor. We'll bring it to the floor. If they got 24 votes, you know, this is a democracy. You know, this business about one person holding up a bill because he or she doesn't like it is nonsense. This is democracy. If we have a majority of senators that want to pass a bill, they're going to be given an opportunity to debate the bill and vote on it.
Will it be petitioned out of committee, or will have someone switch their vote?
It's not going to be petitioned out of the committee. A majority of the members of the committee will bring the bill to the floor.